bluemills.com.
Now back to the Wisconsin Vegetable Garden Radio Show with your hosts, Joey and Holly Baird.
Holly, let's go to the Ivy Organics 3-in-1 Plant Growth Hotline and bring in our next guest.
We have the old Alabama gardener on the line, and he is from YouTube. He's got a nice YouTube channel. It's all about helping you, a new or developing gardener, grow vegetables. His videos are short, to the point, and with great detail. He does from seed to harvest type videos, some cooking, pressure canning, how to use your garden for your health. But he also shares his wisdom from his 70-plus years of life and all sorts of good information. Welcome to the program, Old Alabama Gardener.
Good morning.
Well, thank you for taking time to join us on the program and share some of your gardening wisdom with not only Holly and myself, but all of our listeners.
Well, you know, one of the things that goes on today in America is that the soil, because it has been farmed for so many years, is now depleted of nutrients. And food grown on soil that's depleted of nutrients cannot feed your body. That's why Americans are now one of the most sickest people on earth.
Well, leading into that, that brings me to my first question. You're in Alabama, and we'll talk about your soil, but in general, how do you build your soil organically in order to include those nutrients that the plants need for us to be more healthier when we grow our vegetables?
Yeah, well, one of the things you got to do is you got to add back the minerals and the nutrients that you take out of the soil. And one of the ways to do that is by adding rock dust, and it's usually in a powder form, and it's readily available to your plant. And the brand that I use is called Azomite, A-Z-O-M-I-T-E, Azomite. And you can get it at most garden stores or farm stores, and that's how I do it, add it back, as well as compost, of course.
Now, do you use only plant-based materials for the compost, or do you use animal waste as well and mix it in with your compost?
I do. I raise my own rabbit, and I feed my own rabbit with non-GMO feed, and so I use the rabbit manure in the compost and directly in the garden.
Great. Now, we know a lot of people love growing tomatoes. Most people love growing tomatoes. What are a couple of your favorite tomato-growing tips?
Number one tip about tomatoes: do not let the soil splash upon the leaves. That transmits a disease, and it'll probably take your tomato plants out, kill them in a pretty short time. And you can do that by, once you plant your tomatoes, put down a covering of some sort. I usually use a paper bag, and then cover over the top of that with about 6 inches of leaves, just leaves that I rake up in the woods. And that prevents the soil from splashing up on the leaves.
And we talked about that in the first and second segment, how important mulch is. We have to kind of mimic what nature does in our garden to allow the plants to grow healthier.
I agree.
When we deal with squash bugs, a lot of people, we get a lot of questions, and you have covered this extensively on your YouTube channel. What do you do with the squash bugs? How do we get rid of them?
How do we deal with the squash bugs? Well, first of all, let me say the squash bugs are really not the problem. They do not kill your plants, and they do not eat your squash. Now, people don't like them, but they are not the problem that kills your plants. But anyhow, if you want to deal with the squash bugs, I recommend some sort of a contact insecticide.
Okay, and what would be, we spray that on, or we dust that on, or what's the application procedure for that?
Well, the one I use is a liquid, so it you spray it on.
Okay, great. So we grow garlic, and I always say it's stupid easy to grow, and we teach a class on growing garlic, and it's fun to grow. How do you side dress your garlic?
Well, I use, I do not grow totally organic. I use both organic methods and some commercial fertilizer. And so I will use, when my garlic gets about 4 to 6 inches tall, I will go in and put some triple 13. And triple 13 is nothing more than a balanced fertilizer. It has 13% nitrogen, 13% phosphorus, and 13% potassium. So I'll put about maybe half a teaspoon right down beside each garlic. I'll make a little hole. Usually I use a pencil and pour the fertilizer right in there and cover it back over.
And you do that just or early in the spring, or multiple times, or how often is the frequency of the side dressing for the garlic?
Yeah, once I get them up to about 4 inches tall, that's the first time I do that. Then I'll side dress about every 3 weeks, but then I'll switch to a ammonium sulfate, which is 27% nitrogen and 0 phosphorus and 0 potassium, and I'll side dress, and that's a liquid, by the way. So, no, I'm sorry, that's a powder, so I'll put that on about every 3 weeks all the way to harvest.
Okay, great. Now, we get a lot of questions about moles and things that dig under your soil. How do you deal with moles?
Well, the moles do not eat your plants. They're a meat eater, meaning that they only eat grubs and worms, so the moles themselves do not eat your plants. They do, however, tunnel under the plants, which creates an open space where the roots grow, and the plants don't do well when their plants are in an open air space. So there is a product put out by one of the companies that you can buy. It's a jelly-looking worm, and you use that. You put that in the run, they call it the run, or the little tunnel that the mole makes. The mole will eat it, and it will kill him.
That works. So I guess that, you know, just as long as it's effective, because we want to get rid of the moles, because like you talked about, they destroy them, they create problems for our plants to grow. On that, we get questions about Colorado potato beetles, and what we have found, and you illustrated that it's not just on your potatoes, but it can be on your eggplants and your peppers. What is a Colorado potato beetle, and what do they do, and how do we get rid of them?
Well, a Colorado potato beetle, as you say, it primarily affects the potatoes. It's about the size of a English pea. So it's not very large, not very small either. I find, really, believe it or not, the best way is I'll walk through my plants pretty often, and when I see the eggs, there'll be a cluster of little yellow eggs, and at that point, the Colorado potato beetle is in the soft, you know, egg stage. So I just take that leaf completely off, and mash it with my foot, mash it with my fingers. I do not spray any more than I absolutely have to, and that's one you don't really have to. So just hand pick them and drop them in a little can of water.
And just dispose of them that way. So with that being said, how did you figure out that you could manage the size of garden that you had? We talk about this on the program quite a bit, that you want to be able to garden, but manage what you garden and don't overexert yourself by trying to do too much too quickly.
Of course, I'm 79 years old, so I do get out and work every day. But I plant my rows wide enough apart that I can go down through them with a tractor. This is a small garden tractor with a rototiller, and that way I can keep most of the grass and weeds out. I still have to get in with the hoe close by to remove grass and weeds, and sometimes I've got to get down on my knees right there by the plant, start pulling grass and weeds. So, you know, it's important that you keep the ground clean, because the grass takes away nutrients from your plants and it harbors other insects. So it's important to keep your garden as clean as you possibly can.
Absolutely. Well, Old Alabama Gardener, we greatly appreciate you taking time to join us in the program. How can our listeners find more about you? How can they get a hold of you and find your videos on YouTube?
Well, the easiest way to do is do a Google search, and you're going to type in the words Old, O-L-D, and then Alabama Gardener, that's G-A-R-D-E-N-E-R, and put quotation marks before and after those three words, and that'll zero you in right to my channel.
Well, we greatly appreciate you taking time to join us and sharing your wisdom with not only Holly and myself, but all of our listeners.
Well, I appreciate you having me on your show, and as we say, wish everybody happy gardening.
Absolutely.
For more information, please visit the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener.com.